Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. Today he is talking about how the global pandemic is intensifying our momentum toward our awakening. Your presence in form at this moment in the awakening is an absolutely essential part of the divine plan. The worldwide pandemic and the constant stream of advisories concerning it is unsettling and disturbing for many of you as you worry about the health and well-being of friends and loved ones. The self-quarantining that many of you are engaged in tends to intensify the sense of separation that is a major aspect of the illusory world of form in which you are experiencing yourselves as humans, and this can cause you unnecessary anxiety. However, being in quarantine or self-isolation is in fact an excellent opportunity for you to spend much more time relaxing into the peace of your holy inner sanctuaries, from where you can call on your support teams in the spiritual realms for comfort and guidance. When you are at rest within that holy inner space, it is much easier for you to reduce the quantity and noise of your normal and almost incessant flow of thoughts, making it easier for you to listen to and hear the personal guidance from your friends and support teams in the spiritual realms. They are always available, but as you go about your normal and busy daily lives, it is often very difficult for you to be aware of them, let alone hear or sense them. So, while you now have plenty of time to do so, please make a point of visiting with your spiritual support team 3 or 4 times daily. This will strengthen your connection with them, thus enabling you to commune with them more easily and to hear them more clearly. Here in the spiritual realms, we are watching with wonder and delight as you move forward so powerfully in your collective awakening process. As you live your daily human lives at this point in your spiritual evolution, there is very little direct feedback available to demonstrate to you the fantastic progress that you are actually making. Therefore, we in the spiritual realms long to keep you up to date and fully informed about the progress that we can so clearly see you making. So please do commune with us regularly to enable us to inspire you with encouraging reports on that progress. Doing this will greatly assist you in letting go of any doubts or fears that arise as a result of the almost continuous flow of negative news on the mainstream media and on the social media forums to which you are subscribed or which you scan throughout the day. As you have been told so often, your awakening is assured, is divinely guaranteed, because you are immortal beings created from Source, like unto itself, into a state of eternal peace and joy. You are just momentarily having an experience as mortal beings for a very limited time before returning home. It seems that you have been undergoing this experience for a considerable length of time, but in truth it occurred only for a fleeting moment, a brief instant, and then it was gone. And the truth of that will be undeniably apparent when you awaken and experience the eternal wonder of reality. Therefore, rejoice in these times of chaos and confusion, because they indicate to you most clearly that your awakening is close. By rejoicing, you intensify the effectiveness of your energy fields, your individual expressions of love in form, and this emanates powerfully out from you in every direction, affecting everybody throughout the realm of physicality. As humans in form, severely limited by your physical bodies, you can have no conception of the power of your energy fields as they emanate outwards, assisting enormously in humanity's awakening process. Your presence in form at this moment in the awakening is an absolutely essential part of the divine plan. No one can replace you, and you are mightily honored for choosing to volunteer your services as incarnate beings on earth at this critical point in the awakening process. What is occurring now all across the world, as chaos and confusion seemingly intensify daily, is a growing awareness within the human collective of the need for major change in your attitudes and behaviors towards each other and toward the earthly environment that so lovingly supports your human forms. You had become so distracted by the pressure of your personal daily lives, along with the almost constant barrage of fear-driven news reports and advertising pressures, that an alarm needed to be sounded, a timeout needed to be taken, so that your awakening process would not slow down unduly or stall. The current pandemic has sounded that alarm and has now provided the necessary time out so that calm and peaceful dissertations can be prepared and presented for evaluation prior to introducing essential new concepts which will help you see yourselves and what truly motivates you far more clearly, thus encouraging you to reevaluate your personal beliefs and perspectives in this new light that is dawning within you all. Minds are now being seriously focused to deal with the worldwide pandemic and the anticipated after-effects, and this will lead to some much-needed and serious discussions to generate new ideas that will lead humanity away from the shaming, blaming, and generally abusive forms of public discussion that have become so commonplace in recent years. You have, as the collective, tremendous intellectual abilities that you have used previously to deal with major issues that have arisen concerning human interactions at all levels of society, from families to nations. Now these abilities are again being called upon, gathered together and linked so that harmonious meetings, in which all present are honored and heard, encourage the development of the essential new ideas that will move you forward from the present global gridlock that has prevented the development of innovative methods to deal with your major issues on more than a very small scale. Humanity has incredible potential to develop extremely effective ways to improve the living conditions of all on the planet, totally eradicating the soul-destroying poverty in which so many are unwillingly, unnecessarily, and, in fact, almost criminally confined. This is mainly due to a lack of serious motivation by those in authority to properly and lovingly address and deal with the issues they were placed in authority to address and resolve. Part of the reason for this is because for eons people have taken pleasure in harshly judging and condemning those who make errors. Consequently, people who control and manage large organizations of any kind are frequently extremely reluctant to take charge and make important decisions, as they fear making mistakes and being shamed and condemned for doing so. But, as you well know, humans often make mistakes. It is part of the learning process that being human involves. So there needs to be a change of attitudes about mistakes which will allow and encourage people to admit to them, so that all can learn from them, allowing changes in procedures to be made to lessen the possibility of their being repeated. In some of your more technologically advanced industries, much has been done to address these kinds of issues, and it has been very effective. Nevertheless, fear of failure and the ever possible stigma and shaming that often accompanies it hangs heavily over many in positions of authority, and so there is still much more that needs to be done to deal lovingly and humanely with those who make mistakes. When fear is no longer an issue, people are far less likely to make mistakes because their stress levels are enormously reduced, leading to far clearer thinking about whatever issues they are addressing. And of course, they then have the motivation and the integrity to deal far more appropriately and without undue delay in resolving the problems and issues that arise. So, to reiterate, do make sure to set the intent daily to be only loving whatever arises and reset it any time throughout the day that it occurs to you. As more and more of you do this, the effectiveness of those individual intents amalgamate and intensify. This is the most powerful thing that you can do to bring about the changes that are essential for humanity to live in peace and harmony on Earth, effectively bringing into being the state of heaven on earth, to which so many sages and mystics have referred, and which all, deep in their hearts, earnestly desire. You are indeed to awaken into heaven on earth, a state that you, in your intense love and wisdom, have created and established for all. It is with you already, just patiently waiting for you to release from within yourselves all that is not in alignment with love, and which, therefore, is effectively hiding reality from you. With so very much love, Saul.